The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. Friends, I'm happy to be coming your way again by means of radio to bring you a message from the Word of God. The thing which is needed today is a greater interest in the things of the Lord. It's time that we, as a people of God, laid aside the weights which hinder us from being all that's required of us. There are many promises made in His Word, but they are upon condition. Listen to this one from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Before we go any further, I want you to listen to The Echoes of Calvary by Kenneth and Lois Abbott.
There is a true story of an old rugged cross. God sent a dear Savior to a world that was lost. From the fold I had wandered, like a sheep gone astray. But Calvary found me, and now I can say, the echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go, I'll praise the dear Savior for saving my soul. 'Twas there I met Jesus, He pardoned my sins. He took away dark stains and made pure within. On the rock there He placed me, nevermore shall I roam. Till I reach the fair portals of my heavenly home. The echoes from Calvary brought peace to my soul. The echoes from Calvary brought me to the fold, redeemed and rejoicing, as today when I go, oh, praise the dear Savior for saving my soul.
Dear ones, I'm glad for Calvary, aren't you? Not for the suffering and anguish which our Savior endured there, but for the fact that He brought redemption to those who will accept Him. Now, God's people are those who hear and do the will of the Father. So there's no need to call ourselves by His name if we are unwilling to keep His commandments. Notice then a few things connected with this promise which I read a few moments ago. First, He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. I consider humility one of the first steps in approaching God. A verse in 1 Peter 5:6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." So really, in God's sight, the way up is the way of humility. Then, in Colossians 3:12, "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bounds of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." But here's what happens when one fails to humble themselves. In James 4:6, "But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." Then, here's another verse in Isaiah 57:15. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Don't you like that verse? The second thing which our text tells us to do is to pray. When Jonah did his preaching in Nineveh and told of the destruction which God had promised to send upon them, the king proclaimed a fast and told the people to cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. You see, it's a good thing to pray. But along with the praying, another thing is necessary. That is a turning away from that which is evil. You may pray ever so much, but if you're unwilling to turn away from the evil, it will profit you very little. Some seem to think they can live about any way they wish as long as they go to church and pray. Listen, friends, you may go to church all the days of your life, and if you do not turn away from the evil, you will be lost in the end. You must be willing to follow the instructions which the Lord has left in His Word if you would be saved. I heard about a man in the mines, and he was told to go to a light which was shining there and around a certain point. He thought it was not necessary to go the long way around, and so he took what he thought was a shortcut. But just before he stepped into a shaft of several hundred feet deep, a bucket passed in front of him, and then he realized the danger he was in. A few more steps, and it would have been disastrous. Friends, let us leave the shortcuts for others to follow. We are told that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel and verse 11, we find these words, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel?" Then the 15th verse says, "If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die." Isn't that fair enough? Then here's the promise which is upon condition. "Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Many problems would be completely eliminated if people would repent and turn from their evil ways. Instead of rioting and drunkenness, along with many other evils such as cheating, lying, murdering, and stealing, there would be peace and contentment. Listen to this poem, "How Will We Meet God at the End of the Lane," by Pauline Brown. "Though pathway be rugged and dust on our feet, through valley or mountain a monster we meet, can we go rejoicing and victories gain? Just how will we meet God at the end of the lane? While upon the mountain we leap with great joy, and glance o'er the valley, there is no decoy. With shouts so triumphant we rest without pain. Just how will we meet God at the end of the lane?" Then life's narrow pathway has thorns in the way that pierce and are bleeding, our feet bruised stay. But looking to Jesus with minds that are sane, just how will we meet God at the end of the lane? Will we be victorious o'er sin, death, and shame, and live for our Master without any blame? He is our salvation, for us He was slain. Just how will we meet God at the end of the lane? At the end of life's journey, when traveling is o'er, our hands are then folded, and duties no more. Have our footsteps been steady, no sin there remain? Just how will we meet God at the end of the lane? Let us pray. Our Father, our hearts go out for those who are living in sin without the personal knowledge of a Savior who loved them so much that He gave His life for their redemption. Bless the words of the message today to those who are hungry for the truth, and awaken those who have an honest heart to walk in the light. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Friends, this message has been brought your way today by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. My name is Willie Murphy. If you'd like a printed copy of the message today, free of charge, without any obligation to you, be sure to let us know. We'd be glad to send you one as the Lord provides a means to keep His Word going over the air and in the mails. We're trusting Him by faith to see that the needs are supplied. We do appreciate your prayers and cooperation. Here now is a song, What Will It Be to Be There?
In the city of God, in the land far above, where the saints are immortal and dead, are uniting their voices in anthems of love. Oh, what will it be to be there? Glory, glory.
Friends, if you've enjoyed the message today, we'd be glad to hear from you. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time for another broadcast. Until then, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.